Well, welcome everybody, and I hope you're having a good day. But here's the thing I know about us, even though this film this week is a Disney film based on a children's book, I know this about all of us. Like, whether you're in sixth grade or you're in your 60s or anywhere in between, we've all had very bad, horrible, terrible, crappy, whatever. I don't remember all the adjectives, but bad days. And we could spend, like, even though, like, people are kind of nervous about a microphone, I know that's one thing we could probably talk about. Like, if I said, hey, why don't you just share one of your bad moments and your bad, you could do that. Like, we could fill this 30 minutes easily just talking about, like, that moment. You know, I would tell you maybe about, like, the time that I was in a hurry and I was late for work, and I remember that it was recycling day, and I sort of have a tiny Mountain Dew addiction, so we put out like a 55-gallon drum of green cans every week for recycling. Yes, we're helping the environment that way, I feel like. And so I literally, I was in a hurry, and I did that thing where I put it in its normal spot and then just got in my van and backed over it for some reason. And then I said something horrible, which I won't repeat, and I kind of stomped out there, and I started throwing cans, and I was mumbling under my, you know, like, all, I'm totally mad, and I look up, and I realize that not only is it recycling day, but we're across the street from, like, the bus stop, and so all of the moms in the neighborhood and, like, that one stay-at-home dad are all sort of judging me, you know? Like, they're all standing there with their coffee cup going, look at him, you know, and that's a lot of cans, and why doesn't he drink something else, you know? And I can feel their judgment, and if that wasn't bad enough, I'm picking up hundreds of cans, and I'm saying horrible things, and then the bus pulls up. And so now I've got, like, grade schoolers judging me and laughing and pointing at the crazy old guy picking up cans, and they actually had to hold the bus while I cleared the street. It was horrible. And that was just the start of the day, and you guys have stories just like that, I know. But here's the thing. We all have those moments when we could say, well, things don't go my way. But isn't it true? And that's why I wanted to play this film, and I wanted you to watch it, and I want to talk about it today. Even though it's based on a children's book, it's so true that those bad days are made worse in comparison to seemingly everyone else having a perfect day. Like, I love that scene around the table, and they're all telling their great news, and Alexander's like, you don't understand, I had a crap day. I love when he says that. And this moment, I knew we were going to use this moment when I watched this movie with my family, and he said hashtag blessed. I was like, oh, I've got to talk about that, right? Like, is there anything more sort of irritating on the planet than the whole, you know, like, hey, you know, just got that bonus and was able, Dave Ramsey would be proud. I bought my new car with cash, hashtag blessed. And you're like, shut up, my car just broke down and it's never going to meet the end of its payments, you know? Like, it's so, and there's something in us, isn't there? And we don't want to admit this, you know? It's like, I'll say it for you because it's awkward for you to admit, but, like, something about other people talking about their great time when we're having a difficult time just makes it worse, doesn't it? And we live in this world of social media, which magnifies everything, you know, and so it's all of a sudden, it's like in the middle of your terrible, horrible, bad day, you know, you've got to go to your timeline and someone's talking about sort of the opposite of what you're experiencing. You're like, you know, you've had a fight with your husband and you're not even speaking for the last 2 days, and someone's like, oh, so blessed that my wife still gives me a massage every night, you know, like, we've been married for 3 years and that's never stopped. Hashtag grateful. And you're like, I'd like to reach through my timeline and punch whoever wrote, you know, and it's like, and you're like, and these are my friends. These aren't even my enemies. But there's something about that, like, whatever, you know, you're struggling with your diet and your weight and it doesn't seem to be working. And someone's like, who knew that humble brag thing? You know, like, who knew shopping would be such a pain after losing these 30 pounds? Hashtag worth it. You know, you're like, oh, you know, I'd like to take a baseball bat to your head. That would be worth it. You know, and there's all that. Is it just me? I feel like I'm purging here. That's so crazy. But it's amazing, like, whatever your day is, like, your grades, you know, like, I got to see. And let me just share this, and I'll say this to the Action Kids. I'm so glad you're in here. Let me tell you a secret that no one's told you yet. When people say, and this actually is useful for all of us, like, when people say to you in school, like, I got an A and I didn't even study, they're lying. Understand that, like, everyone who gets an A or they get a B, they're going to tell you, that's weird. I didn't even study. And you know what's weird when you grow up, kids? Adults are the same way. They lie. So what you're seeing on social media is sort of the best case scenario of their life, their highlight reel, compared with your worst day. And that comparison is, it's rough, isn't it? It's rough. It's like somehow it makes our bad day even worse. And that's really not the worst part of it, because there's another side. Like, someone else's good time makes our day feel worse, but I'm going to teach you a German word. I think this is a great word from my German people, who say this word Schadenfreude. Now, what this means is harm joy or shameful joy. And I know you're like, I don't know about that word, but here's what it is, and it's true of all of us. It's that feeling of being secretly happy when someone else is experiencing difficult. Now, here's the thing, like, Schadenfreude's a weird word. In America, we pronounce it TMZ. Like, there's something in us that loves to sort of see, oh, Bieber got arrested. Well, that's just too bad, isn't it? You know, hashtag grateful I'm not a big, oh, anyway, like, it's just sort of amazing that there's something in us that sort of feels better when bad things, you know, like, oh, that new car you bought for cash with your bonus, transmission went out, too bad, hashtag so sorry. You know, it's like there's something, it's a little trouble in your marriage that you were talking about was so great. You know, it's so sad, and we don't want to admit it, do we? Like, oh, it's just like something in us, and you can deny it, and I can deny it, but there's whole industry set up for this, right? Like, I said TMZ, but truthfully, like any of those Entertainment Tonight shows, they're not really there to tell us how great everything is for, you know, J-Lo. You know, it's like they always emphasize, and sort of like we feel a little better when the beautiful people have trouble, or when that football player loses all his money and is working at the car wash. You're like, boy, you know, it's like there's something in us. And the truth is, it's all negative. It's purely negative. Like this thing that's in us that was depicted so well in the story of Alexander, it's like it's purely negative, because I don't think any of us really want to be people. We don't want to be that guy that is actually sad when someone else has a good day, right? Like none of us wake up and go, hey, I just want to be a person that is bothered by the success of others. You know, like, I want to be that guy. I want to be the guy that's sad when good things, because we don't see ourselves like that. We know that's not right. We know that's negative. And we certainly don't want to be people who sort of rejoice when bad things happen to others, even though we secretly do, all right? So we know, like, somehow just in all of us, we would say, like, I don't want to do that. You know, like, I don't want to feel that way, right? So it's not something we're proud of, but it is negative. It is negative. And so I actually, just so I was right, and I'm going to need your help, Action Kids. I have a little math for us today. I actually did some happiness math, if you will, and some happiness equations, if you will. Back to school is coming, right? Like, everybody excited over here that school's about? I feel like I misread the situation. I thought you guys were going to be, and everybody's going to be doing math in like a week. Are you excited? Oh, no, I've totally misread this situation. I thought that, never, yeah. I thought, but anyway, can you help me with some math? Because see, I don't want to say you're not going to use most of your math. You will, but there's a thing called a calculator, so adults don't know how to do math anymore. So you're going to have to help me. I trust you. But here's sort of the equation that I realize that is true. This feeling that we have is so negative, it really is like minus. It is my day minus your day turns into my happiness. An example of that is like my experience, and you've experienced this at work, and you experienced this at school. Like, you tell about your great weekend you had, and then I jumped off the ramp, and it was like 6 feet high, and I did a double backflip. It's like, oh yeah, well, I did it on a motorbike with a jet on the back. You know, so like all of a sudden, your story is sort of not as good because someone else had a better story, right? And that happens to adults too, right? It's like my newest purchase. I'm all excited. I got this semi not new, used, but same, looks like the new model car, and then you get a new car, you know? And all of a sudden, this thing I'm happy about, minus your experience, hashtag blessed, hashtag grateful, it's not as good. It diminishes it, right? My report card, I'm all excited, and minus someone else, my best friend got better grades. And moms, you guys are the worst at this, I'm sorry, like, my kid's cute story or my kid's cute picture minus your kid's cute picture equals my happiness. You know, like, why do they have to share that? You know, like, that's, and it's just something in us, you know? Like, I posted my workout photo, and then you posted your Olympic gold medal, and suddenly it's not as good. So let's do a little math, and kids, I'm going to use, I've tried this unsuccessfully many times. I'm going to use the teleprompter thingy here. And so, kids, just yell it out. What is 10 minus 7? Can you help me? All right. And stay in school, because look how Don is 3. Does not look too good. Okay. But let's put some, these are just random numbers, but let's kind of put something with this. 10 is like, on a scale of 1 to 10, my happiness is a 10. So imagine, and see if this works out for real, and it just does. It's true. It's like a relatable equation that we can remember. Like, 10 would be like my wedding day, and I want to get married, so I'm excited about that. My wedding day, that's a 10, you know, like at the reception, and everyone's toasting us, and my wife, you know, my bride looks beautiful, and then then minus 7 is like my ignorant sister-in-law stands up and goes, we've been trying to get pregnant forever, and I just want to share that we have twins on the way, and kind of sucks all the air out of the room. And so, like, all of a sudden, you know, so all of a sudden, my happiness that was a 10, come on, ladies, guys would never think that, but ladies, I was trying to be nice. Like, the bride would go, why does my, like, selfish sister-in-law have to have a baby right now? That's not right. It's my day. You know, and so that's true, isn't it? Like, a 10 minus a 7, because of this thing inside of us, it turns into a 3, or let's do a little more math. You know, maybe a 4. Like, you're not really having a great day. Like, you know, it's like you're working, but you're not enjoying your job. And then someone else, like, posts a 7, like, hey, just got a bonus, and I'm pretty excited about the new flat screen. So what is 4 minus 7? Have we worked with negative numbers yet? Can someone help me? Negative 3? All right, that's good. That's good. 4 minus 7. Negative 3. You're making me question myself. Like, I'm like, I thought that was. So negative 3 is like, I was happy. You know, I wasn't happy, but it was okay. Like, I'm a 4. And somebody else's good news turns into, I'm a negative 3. I'm sad. Here's a, how about an 8? Like, it's a great day. You know, like, I got the bonus and I got a promotion. I'm assistant to the manager. Not, I wanted to be assistant manager, but I'm assistant to the manager. And then someone else on Facebook says, guess what? I'm a doctor today. I just passed my medical boards, and all of a sudden, 8 minus 10. Sorry for all the negative numbers. All right. And if you notice that it looks like I'm writing with my feet, my handwriting is horrible. That's going to happen to you. You need to practice your cursive in your writing, because someday it's going to look like this. It's horrible. What about this? This is, see, now we got a problem, right? So, and this is true, because think about how negative this is. Like, I'm at a 4. I'm not having a great day. You know, like we've had a fight with my husband, not my husband, like a fight with my wife, and like there, I might get laid off, but I'm okay. And then all of a sudden on my timeline, someone tells a story like, wow, we're splitting up. You know, something horrible has happened in their life. And isn't it amazing when you subtract a negative, what happens? What would that be, guys? We need a consensus here. All right, a negative and a negative turns into a positive. So add them together now. What do we have? Yeah, nicely done. I'm impressed. Guess what? The adults didn't know that. And they're like, yeah, I knew it all along. They're lying. But anyway, so all of a sudden, isn't it amazing when we have this negative thing? When we have this negative thing in our heart, like the reason why we feel better when someone thinks, it's just sick, but we feel better when something else happens to something bad happens to someone else, because we're in that mode, and a negative, and it's ugly, and so that's sort of the state of our heart, You know, like a lot of times, and you go, well, it's not me. I bet it is sometimes. And I know in the world of social media where we're sort of in everybody's head and in everybody's life and everybody's sort of giving their best day, you know, like they don't post on the days that they run over the trash can. Like they don't post on the day where they get written up at work. They don't post on the day where their kid tells them they stink. You know, they don't post on the day when they, you know, they don't post on their bad day. They post on their good day, and you're comparing that with your bad day, and it's just like kids. It's just like that kid in your class who's going to get an A on his math test and go, I didn't even study, no problem. I was up all night, you know. I was playing video games, and you think, wow, I worked really hard and I got a C. It's not true, but it hurts. And here's the thing people tell us, and this is what Alexander's dad said. You know, he's like, hey, sport, you know, you're the captain of your ship, steer with, you know, positivity, you know. And so basically what people will tell you when you're going through those moments, when you're dealing with these things, is sort of, knock it off, you know. Great advice, like feel better, you know. Don't be like that, even though it's in us, even though it's just part of us. But here's the problem with that: when we try to affect our happiness like that, when we're kind of like, is we really can't steer our ship with positivity. You can't just flip that negative into a positive. Here's what happens, and you do this and I do this. Like, we can sort of work on each side of the negative, like we can work on that. You know, we can go, I want to make my day happier. That's one thing, you know, like, if I could just have, and that's why a lot of things we purchase, a lot of experiences we do, a lot of debt we get in, a lot of relationships we pursue are just this, like, I want to be happier, and so I need more of my day being better. You know, like I want my day to be better. Or we could do the other side, and this is sad but true. Like maybe we look at other people's day and we're like, somehow if we could, and some of us do this, you know, it happens. Like we sabotage someone else's day. We put that snarky comment on Facebook and kind of knock down someone else who's feeling happy. Maybe we sabotage someone in our life. Like they're just a little too happy and it bothers us. So we're going to knock them down a peg or two. We're going to remind them they're not all that. And so we can sort of raise our day or drop someone else's day. But the problem is, it's this thing here. It's that negative thing that we're really not very good at fighting. And here's the thing. You might think this morning that I'm going to give you a big lecture about how social media is bad. I think social media just sort of amplifies this thing that's already in us. And you might think I'd go, hey, you should get off social media. You should shut it down. You know, it's causing you to have an unhappy life. You might. You know, some of you might go, oh, maybe I'll shut down my Instagram because I can't. You know, I can't see another workout photo when I'm struggling with my weight. Like, I can't. Like, but here's, understand that. That doesn't fix the negative. It doesn't fix the negative that's in our heart. It's kind of like if you have a dog. Have you ever had a dog that, like, has a sore on its butt and it won't stop bothering it? And so you put the cone of shame on the dog, and it doesn't fix the sore. It just keeps them from making it worse. Yeah, take that home to your parents. Thank you for coming to Action Church, Action Kids. But the truth is, like, the cone of shame is sort of like you can shut off social media, but you will still have this thing in your heart. And here's why I know this. And I thought about, like, whether I was going to share this or not. And I'm going to, because it makes me look really bad, and it's true. Like, honestly, I'm not on social media. Like, and you're like, I thought you were on Action. No, I'm not the guy on the Action Church Twitter anymore. Never been on Facebook. I don't have an Instagram. So you might think, you know, Don's a preacher and he's not on social media. Probably never deals with that negative thing in his heart, but that's not true. Like, I will tell you, like, the most embarrassing thing is I went back to Missouri a few months ago, and I got to visit my family, and I got to see my younger brother. I got to visit my younger brother at his home. Hadn't been to his new home yet because they live in Missouri. And emphasize younger brother. And there's something about your younger brother that you feel like even in your 40s, like they should still be your kid brother. And I went to his house, and I would just tell you my younger brother is awesome. Like, he's sort of better in every better version of me. Like, we look a little alike, but he's bigger and more muscular. You know, like, did better in school, finished college, and is doing very well financially. I'd never seen his house, and it's beautiful. It's like on 5 acres. And he's showing me around, and it's got like the big open entry with the two-story great room with the bridge across it, and it's just beautiful. And like, I want to like make fun of him and go like, yeah, but he's a college boy. He doesn't know how to work with his hands, and he's like so annoying in the sense he's like, yes, and then I carved that furniture in my wood shop. You're like, oh, you're killing me, brother. You know, and it's like every area, and you might go, well, I don't like rich people. I don't like people who are successful. Here's the thing I would tell you about my brother that would make you even crazy. Like, you can't even be mad at him for that, because he makes prosthetics for, like, children and veterans. So, like, I'm going, you know, like, we're sharing our week, you know, we're texting. He's like, you know, I invented something that helped a three-year-old to run for the first time. I'm like, I painted four townhouses that smelled like urine. You know, it's like he's a better Christian than me, because I guarantee he doesn't feel like this. You know, and he's got five daughters. I only got one, not that it's a race. And I know you're like, you shouldn't keep score. You know, I know it's like T-ball. You go, nobody keeps score, but everybody keeps score, and he's winning. And so I went to this house, and I was like, and I told him, I go, I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. You're just killing it. And I went away, and I drove out of the driveway, and I realized, like, I feel bummed. Isn't that sick? Like, my brother, my younger brother's doing so well, and I'm so proud of him. And somehow, I feel less. And I don't have social media, because it's this negative thing in our heart. Now, here's the thing that Alexander learned, and that we can learn, and I want to share with you. I want to show you another clip, because here's what Alexander did due to the magic of a Disney and a children's story. Alexander's having a terrible day, and he made a birthday wish. And some of us wishes we could do this, because it'd be awesome, but he did it. Like, he made a birthday wish that everyone else in his family would have a bad day too. Like, okay, so he's like, they're all having perfect days. I wish they had a day like mine. And so it happens. Like, he wakes up the next morning, the alarm doesn't go off. It's kind of like that Christmas Vacation scene. Everybody's late to work. The car doesn't start. His brother has a fight with his girlfriend. His brother's on the way to prom, fails his driver's test, and has to ride with the family in the minivan, which had to be sweet. You know, and it's like, gets to the prom, you know, to the tuxedo shop, and they only have the Dumb and Dumber tuxedo left. You know, everything bad happens to everyone. And you would think, you know, like, this would be great. You know, Alexander in his heart, like, this is going to be awesome, but all of a sudden he realized it's not awesome when the rest of my family is going through the same thing. It's not great that they're having bad days too. And so I want to show you this clip, and it's one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie. It's where his dad is going on his job interview at this restaurant, and because they're all riding in the same broken minivan, they have to go along. So they're sort of watching his father, who he loves with all his heart, I'll just say literally go down in flames on his job interview. I want you to watch this, and let's talk about it. See, there's something that Alexander learned, and a guy named Paul said it so well, because there's something that flips that negative. It turns that negative around into a positive, and Paul said it this way. Just like Alexander realized that just even if everyone else in his family had a bad day, it really didn't make him have a good day. That math really doesn't work, and that when others have our good day, it really doesn't make our day work. That math is not true. It doesn't really work. Paul said it this way, and then I want to go back to the math, because it's interesting what happens. In Romans 12, verses 9 through 16, Paul said these words. He said, don't just pretend to love others. Oh, this hurts. Really love them and hate what is wrong and hold tightly to what is good. So what he's saying is, like, it's easy to say, oh, I love God, love people, take action, or whatever that church says. You know, yeah, I love my brother. But here's the thing. When I really love my brother, not just my brother, but my brothers, like, can't be sad when good things are happening to them, can I? Because I love them. So it's good when they're experiencing good things. And then he says this, he carries this on. He's like, how does that work? Well, love each other with genuine affection. So I'm actually like I was saying, like, I'm happy when good things are happening. I have real affection for others. And take delight in honoring each other. So not only is this a picture of, like, I'm not sad when good things are happening to others, like, I'm sort of favoriting their posts. I told you I don't have social media, so I'm going to mess this up. Just understand, like, but I'm going to retweet their good day because I'm happy for them. He said, don't be lazy. And I like this part because I'm a practical guy. Don't just sit around waiting for good things to happen to you. He says, work hard. Serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope, because like Alexander said, some days are just bad. That's real. Even if you go, oh, I'm steering with positivity or whatever crap. His dad said, it doesn't make the day any better, but we have a hope in Jesus. Be patient in trouble. Isn't that amazing, like to think of? Like, patient in trouble means like we don't give up the first hour when something goes wrong. In that bad, horrible, terrible, no good, very bad day, we don't go, it's over, my life has ended, worst day. No, we're patient in that. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. We have a Father in heaven. We have a brother Jesus in heaven that we can talk to. And rejoice in our confident hope. And it says this, and this is where it's very important. And this is what made me think of this scripture. It says, when God's people are in need, so we're happy when they're happy, we rejoice with them, we retreat their good stories, we say, hey, that's fantastic, we're not mad about it. And then when they're actually in need, we're ready to help them, and we practice hospitality. And then he says these, bless those who persecute you, bless the haters, bless the people with the bad comments, you know, bless the trolls. Don't curse them, pray that God will bless them. And then these words are so important, and I hope we'll carry them out of here. It says, be happy with those who are happy, and weep with those who are weep, and live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and just don't think you know it all. See, this is just a few sentences. But as I watched this film and I saw that family hug, and I went, you know what? You can't really be mad when someone else is having a good day if you really love them. And your heart can't help but breaking when you really love someone. So love is the thing that sort of changes the math of our heart. Like the only thing that changes the math of our heart is not positivity or not some slogan or not I'm going to do better or I'm not going to be on social media or I'm not, and that might need to happen for a while, but it's actually that we love people, and that turns the math totally upside down, because it says my day plus your day equals my happiness. See, that changes everything. Like I'm at a 4, I'm not having a great day. Thank you. You're awesome. I better put that in there right now because I'll forget. But yes, you're right. It's 11. So all of a sudden, like, I'm having a 4 day. I have a 4 of happiness. Not a great day. You know, not even average. Not having a great day. But here's the thing. Like, the fact that my friend is that a, you know, friend had something good happen, it doesn't take away to my day. It doesn't make my day a -3. All of a sudden, I'm at 11 because, see, I get to share in their happiness. Isn't that amazing what love does? When we actually do what Paul said, when we're actually happy with those who are happy and cry with those who cry, like it amplifies our happiness and instead of taking it away. Or what about the opposite? You know, you go, yeah, but when people are sad, by this math, not anymore. 4 + -3 is what? Come on, confer. You can do this. I believe in you over there. What can we? It is a 1. And see, here's the thing. When we love others, we have genuine relationships. We're not sitting back and we're not going, I'm sort of in my heart a little pleased that bad things are happening. And you might go, well, that's a bad thing. No. That's having real relationships with people. You know? And it's, what a week for this. Like, I've heard stories this morning. I've talked to people this morning with things going on that just break my heart. And in our life, like our friends Johnny and Rachel Shear, like his mom had a stroke this week and have been on my mind all week, and pray with them and work with, it's just, it's a full life when you love people, and when bad things happen and you're actually weeping with them, and you're, it's a different way of living, because we share. The Bible talks about sharing our burdens, and I wish I could share all. I don't even know how to do it, but like so many people have come to me and are like, I share in that. I wish I could help in that, and maybe I can, but I'm going to listen and I'm going to love. And if we do that, see, it changes everything. Like, we can change the math in our heart, but I want the band to come back up here and get ready to play. But the way we change this math, the way we get rid of that negative thing, and where we live life negatively, and it is true, like, that anything good that happens to someone else sort of diminishes my day, and anything bad that happens, sort of I'm secretly happy. You can't fix that except by love. And so I'm going to just read this again, and we're going to put this out there on social media. We're going to use that for this week. Because when I read this, you know, this was written when it was just groups of people. There was no social media. There was not even media, really, you know, like. But I know it changed their world if they lived like this. And you know what? I'm looking at this going, don't pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly what is good. Love each other with genuine affection. Take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. And when God's people are in need, for the love of God, help them and be ready to help them. And be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy. And weep with those who weep. And live in harmony with each other. And I love this add-on. Paul was so practical, and it's so true. Think about like how this would change everything. Like, don't be proud. Don't be full of yourself. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of average people. Don't think you know it all. You know what? Here's what I think. Not only will this make us happier if we live this out, not only does it change the math of our heart, not only does it make us experience deeper relationships, and yes, sometimes it hurts because we ache for people who are suffering, but I think it can change our world. Like, I was thinking about this, like, and I know, like, it's silly as a preacher to go, what if everybody did that? Because they're not, but that's okay, but because we can. But, like, wouldn't this thing, like, just living like this would, as an added bonus, not only make it us happier, it would solve, like, racial strife. It would solve, like, inequality strife. It would solve, like, most of the news would go dark and they just play kitten videos. Your timeline would clear out, you know? Like, everything would change if we just did this. And so I want to pray and go, I don't for a moment think that like we can wave a magic wand. It's not Disney. It's not Alexander can make a wish and the world's happy, but you and I can do this. You and I can rewire the math of our heart with the love of Jesus. And so I just want to pray that for you. And I want to pray for those who are hurting today. And I pray that we would be that church that would just sort of, oh, we laugh when people laugh and we cry with them when they cry. Dear Jesus, we love you. And God, we're hurting and broken and messed up and so many things going on that just hurt. And God, there are other people here having a great day and they've just had great news and we're happy for them. And God, we want to rewire our hearts. We don't want to live negatively. We don't want to be people who are secretly glad when bad things happen and somehow diminished when good things. God, we don't want to be those people. So we ask that you rewire our hearts through love. In your name we pray, amen.